Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I am excited about today's episode. All right, let's get started with today's episode. If you're not familiar, the CEO Mindset Podcast is all about constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. But here's what I want to talk to you about today. The try. You got Thomas Edison. He said, I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And then you got Henry Ford, who said, failure is only the opportunity to begin again, only this time more wisely. And then my favorite, because it's one that my grandmother used to say all the time, and it was actually a quote from R.J. Smith, an author, and he said, nothing beats the fail but a try. And I think that is so important to what we are going to be talking about today. I'm going to share with you why the try is so important, what it actually looks like to try with the purpose of doing, and then also how to actually try with the purpose of doing. That's what we're going to be looking at today. Before we get started though, please do me a favor. If you have been enjoying my podcast or my YouTube channel, please make sure you are subscribed. I am on a huge journey to build my podcast listenership, but also grow my community on YouTube. And I really need you all to watch the videos and listen to the podcast to the end. So that means just turn on and let it play in the background. And then I can get those watch hours that I so desperately need. So if you are so inclined, please subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell so that when I do post new videos and podcasts, you will be notified. And then the most important part is that you actually go and watch the videos and listen to the podcasts and leave comments and let's engage. I've got some fun things coming up that I know you're going to enjoy. So if you like this video and there's anything that you learned or something that excited you or something that you question even, leave a comment down below, but make sure you're subscribed so that we can talk about it.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
Now, the quotes that I just shared with you were all from some of the most famous people in history. One of them is touted as being the inventor of the light bulb. But I want to make sure that I put my own personal caveat here, because as a lover of Black history, it would not have worked without the filament that was discovered by Lewis Latimer. Look it up. Learn your Black history facts. All right. As you know, this season, we are standing on excellence, and we are practicing excellence and standing on business. And with that being said, not only do we have these two very famous people, but we also have an author who wrote a book. But what they all have in common is that they all are famous for their final products, not the gazillions of failures or tries that they attempted prior to that product. And this brings me to a very important part about the idea of the try. There is a very distinct difference between a try and a do, trying and doing. And for the purpose of this video, we are talking about the try with the purpose of doing. A regular try is something that you say you did to get yourself off the hook. That is not what we are talking about here today. Today, we are talking about the act of trying with the purpose of doing and the goal of succeeding at something. So let's dive in. Why is the try so important? Well, the try is important because it builds confidence. You want to build confidence. You need courage. When you step out on faith, that takes courage. That is a product of the try. You have the courage to try something different, to get a different result. Also, it is a confidence builder because you learn how to accept the failures. You've heard it here before. Failing is your first attempt at learning. Where did you hear that here before? If you could tell me down in the comments, I would be very surprised. But just so you know, it was an interview I did, and there was someone that I interviewed that introduced us to that term. Failing is the first attempt at learning. I was very excited when I learned about it. Go back and see if you can find it. Leave it in the comments if you do. But what happens with the attempt? Well, you get knowledge. When you attempt something new, when you have the courage to step out on faith, you're going to learn something. You're going to grow in your knowledge. If nothing else, you'll know what not to do the next time. You'll know what doesn't work. Also, you build resilience. You toughen yourself up. You get a hard shell around those things that didn't work, the tries that didn't happen. It can become a motivator for you to keep going until you get to the thing that does work. You can have a no quit attitude. So you realize, you know what? That didn't work, but I've got another idea. This is going to get me there. This next thing is going to get me there. And it just motivates you to keep going. I talked about this almost every year up until last year, where I felt like at the end of the year, I would always feel so down on myself because I didn't think I had accomplished the goals that I'd set myself at the beginning of the year. But I realized that the reason that I wasn't accomplishing them was because I wasn't stopping, right? Once I came up with this bright idea at the beginning of the year that I thought was going to save me the remainder of the year, I wouldn't go back and look at, okay, so I did that. I didn't repeat the try cycle, which we'll get to in a minute. What I did was I just stayed stuck on the thing that I thought was going to be my savior. And when it didn't work, I felt like I had failed. But what I looked at later on and in hindsight was that I realized that I may not have made it where I wanted to be, but I had definitely made progress from where I was. So the try makes you more resilient. That's why it's so important. It builds that confidence. All right. The other thing it does is it promotes self-compassion. I gave myself grace. You will give yourself grace when you try and try and try and you stay motivated and you realize that the failure is just your learning experiences. Then you build like this ability to give yourself grace when things don't work out. You realize, like I said, you didn't fail. You may not have reached the goal, but you're a lot further along than you used to be. So you give yourself a little bit of grace on that. And then lastly, you can increase your emotional intelligence, because if you can give yourself grace and understand that it wasn't a failure, but it was an opportunity to learn, then you can give that same level of grace to someone else in your circle and practice empathy. You can show up in a room and be able to read it and know who needs you, who you can serve, and give them the benefit of your experience so that they can get a little bit further ahead. You can serve instead of sell. The other reason why your try is so important is because without the try, there wouldn't be any innovation, there wouldn't be any personal growth, and there wouldn't be the ability or the willingness to help other people, like I just mentioned. And we need innovation. What would happen if we didn't have the light bulb? What would happen if we didn't have the Ford Motor Company? Where would we be, right? There would have been no innovation. There wouldn't have been the desire or the willingness to get people, you know, to see, get them out of the darkness, to get them from one place to another. There wouldn't be that, because they wouldn't have decided that they wanted to help in that way. So the try is so very important when it has the purpose of actually doing. And then lastly, one of the biggest things that I think is important here with the try is the idea of fighting, like fighting through. That's why it's so important to have a try with the purpose of doing mindset, because our brain is hardwired to protect us from scary things. It is hardwired for survival. And what that means is, as humans, we crave certainty and closure. And when we don't get a certainty around a certain thing, or if we don't feel like our efforts resulted in the success that we wanted, maybe we are struggling with delayed gratification and we want to see our immediate success, our mind puts us in this flight category, this flight mindset, where we want to get away from it. We want to run from it because we are ashamed. We are upset because we failed. And that all stems from our reticular activating system. So we want to be the fighter, not the flighter. And so accessing this part of yourself is all in the try, and practicing those things that help us get to where it is we want to be helps us to become more of a fighter than a flighter. Okay. Your reticular activating system is an expansive portion of your brain stem, and it's known for producing this fight or flight response. And it's common to feel the stress and overwhelm of a failure. right? Nobody wants to not achieve the goal, not to be successful in the way, but we can't allow that stress and that overwhelm to prevent us from the try with the purpose of doing, which is why we have to recognize that it's our reticular activating system that is telling us, oh, this is scary. We need to stop. We don't need to try. This is hurting us. We need to recognize it for what it is, push past it, and move forward through it, recognizing that we are fighters, not flighters. So what does it look like to actually try? That's the next thing that I want to talk to you about. And it's important for you to recognize this because it is more than a notion. It's not just putting one foot in front of the other. It's knowing what all that entails and setting yourself up for as much success as you can possibly have. And that means, number one, you need to be self-aware. Now, I have talked about this so many times, but we are the sum of our influence, experience, perspective, and passion. But in order for us to identify what our true strengths are, what our true limitations are, we really need to dive deep, be introspective, and understand who we truly are and what we need to do and be our best. That means we need to be self-aware. You've got to do the work. You cannot skip this step if you want your try to be for the purpose of doing, right? And not the excuse you need to get yourself off the hook. You have to be self-aware. It takes work. People talk about it all the time and they make it seem like it's so easy. And it's not a hard thing, but it's a thing that is time consuming. It is something that has to be practiced. Personal growth is real. It's about understanding where growth is necessary. So you have to be self-aware. The next thing is to create circumstances for optimal success. Your circumstances for optimal success are the things that you are going to do to set yourself up to be as successful as humanly possible by operating within your personal framework. What are your strengths, limitations, non-negotiables, and desires? That is your personal framework. When you look at life and circumstances through that lens, you will know how to show up as your best, to do your best, and offer your best in any set of circumstances. So once you become self-aware, you'll know what your strengths, limitations, desires, and non-negotiables are, and you'll be able to create a personal framework that helps you set up those circumstances for optimal success. And then lastly, you have to have a personal operating system. Just like your Apple iOS system and your Samsung Android operating system, your personal operating system is the underlying function of your personality, of your character, of your communication style. It is the system. It's the way you show up. It's how you recognize. It's the reputation that you form because you have the consistency and the cohesiveness in everything you do. Okay? So you want to develop that personal operating system. Now, I know a lot of you think that I am, you know, I always talk about, you know, marketing, leadership, and I truly believe that your personal brand is it has to be leveraged in all of these things, in your marketing, in your personal life, in your leadership skills. And I created a mini course called Your Authentic Marketing Blueprint. Now, it has marketing in the title, but truly it's about authentically creating a strategy or a blueprint that is authentic to you so that you can show up, whether it is marketing, whether it is leadership, whether it is community-based, a family-based. It is a way for you to show up unapologetically in a very easy way. This mini course is 5 days. I would provide you tips and training, and then you'll have assignments. It comes in your inbox every day for 5 days. And on that last day, we take everything that you learned in those 5 days and we fill in a blueprint that is going to become your blueprint to create strategies across the board and showing up authentically in those strategies. So I love this program. It is a blueprint that has really helped other business owners, people who have taken it to scale their business to the highest of heights. The principles that I share with you during this mini course have been the foundation of countless people who have used it to increase their revenue, to minimize waste in their life, in their business, and also to feel more confident in their leadership abilities. So you can have the same exact results. And all you have to do is use the link in the show notes, grab it down below, and you can start creating your blueprints today. Now let's dive back into the final point that I want to make about the try for the purpose of doing. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. The first step, you have to do your research. Your research is what informs your try and it makes the most impact. Okay. It's where the growth actually happens. Next, you're going to create a framework. I just talked to you about my personal framework. So clearly I have a love of frameworks, but you want to create a lens, like a structure, some boundaries around your tribe. What do these attempts look like for you? How are you going to set yourself up with those circumstances for optimal success using your personal operating system, right? Knowing what you need to do and be your best. So you're going to use your personal framework. I have taught my clients how to navigate at an optimal performance level by using this framework as a filter for their own success. And then the next thing you're going to do is you're going to test. You're going to do a beta. I just recently did a beta of my program, my workshop, the Busy Building Workshop. It's a working retreat in the works, but I did an accelerated version for my church members who had started business or were considering starting a business. I did it absolutely free. It was a beta. It was my attempt at, number one, serving my church members because I wanted to give them the benefit of my experience. But also it was a beta for me to test my information and see what was more, you know, what was received well, maybe what needed to be added, what needed to be deleted. It was a beta. It was a test. And I want you to change your mindset here because your betas are not, you want to think of conversions differently. The beta, the payoff for me doing this beta was a learning experience. I learned, like I said, what I needed to adjust, what I needed to include, delete, things of that nature. But it was also a way for me to figure out how to be most effective and how to be most efficient in my distribution of my value. I have a product. I mean, this was a product, but it could have been a service. It could have been my leadership. And then after I do this beta, I want to reflect back. I actually videoed myself doing the workshop so I can go back and look at it to determine what worked and how I said things and what really resonated with people and people's reactions and some of the questions that I had. And I can follow up with that and adjust it inside this next iteration of this workshop, which is coming up in October. And that's just what you do next. After you reflect and you analyze, you make those adjustments. And once you do all of that, what do you do next? You rinse, wash, and repeat. You go back up to the top and you do the research to understand where those changes are and how you can add to things. What, you know, you can do all that work again. But that is the purpose of the try. That's what the try looks like in real time. Research, creating the framework, testing or doing a beta, reflecting and analyzing, and then making the adjustments. That is what the try with the purpose of doing actually looks like. Now, instead of approaching your try as a way of getting off the hook, use the tips and strategies that I'm sharing with you in this podcast to turn your trying into doing. For a little added incentive, I'm going to share with you another video that I did where I am talking about the concept of strategic thinking. This is what excellent leadership is made of. Now, you know what I said before. A goal without a plan is just a wish. But I would take that even further and say that a plan without action is really just a pipe dream. And we don't want pipe dreams over here because we are constantly evolving and staying open to feeling forward. Now, that does it for this week's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, constantly evolving and staying open to failing forward is what we're doing over here. Thank you so much for listening to the end. If you did, please consider leaving a review for this podcast. Again, if you're listening to it on a podcast platform other than my self-hosted platform, please leave a review. It helps them push my podcast out. If you're listening to it from my platform, leave a comment. Tell me what you thought. Give me some of your thoughts on the try with the purpose of doing. And also, if you are watching this podcast on YouTube, please stop. Give it a thumbs up if you liked it and learned something new. Subscribe if you liked it and learned something new. Click the notification bell and come back when you're notified when a new video drops and watch the video all the way through. And even if you don't watch it, turn it on, let it play in the background and listen. That is helpful. That's how you can help me. And let's engage and talk about it. All right. Thank you again. Have a great day. See you back here next
time. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.